Good morning. It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Ryan Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. What are we doing today?
We're going to talk a little bit about applying some anhydrous ammonia, and as it's that time of year, harvest is wrapping up if we're not finished up already, and it's that time of year where we're going to start thinking about getting that anhydrous applied. The issues lie, though, in the fact that soils across Kansas are still running well above that 50-degree threshold that we need for anhydrous. And I actually got on to the Mesonet station that's based out of Ottawa, and it says the 4-inch depth right now, soil temperature-wise, is 65 degrees, which, as we get this late into October, that's pretty absurd. We don't typically see these elevated soil temperatures this late into the year. Unfortunately, that's not all it tells us. The Mesonet station also shows us soil moisture levels within the soil profiles as well. And you might find it hard to believe at this point, but most of Kansas is either abnormally dry or experiencing some level of drought. And when we go into thinking about applying this anhydrous, this fertilizer for our corn, we really need to take into consideration soil temperature and soil moisture. Our producers find applying their anhydrous in the fall to be super beneficial. Okay, one, they can spread that workload out. They can get the fertilizer on now, and then in the spring, just worry about planting their corn. Secondly, sometimes we get into those situations where we get really, really wet there in March, and we truly just don't have the time or the ability to get the fertilizer and the corn both out there. So this kind of splits that workload up for them. Along the lines of those wet conditions in the spring, if we don't get anhydrous on, we're now having to find a more expensive source of nitrogen to apply to that corn crop. Now, despite some of these advantages, we do have some cons here as well. Anhydrous ammonium can be extremely dangerous to handle. So I want to say that up front. It has a strong affinity for water, meaning it will readily seek out moisture in its surroundings. Think about us as humans, how much water content we have in our bodies. Exposed skin, our eyes, can be very highly sought out by anhydrous. So we want to make sure we're wearing our protective equipment. Got to be super safe when handling anhydrous. The other issue is we can run into situations where we have nitrogen loss. And that potential is probably higher when, one, our soil temperatures are elevated, and there's no moisture. So let's dive into some of those issues now for the rest of our time here. So when anhydrous is applied, it's injected into the soil, okay? And the ammonia gas is going to readily react with moisture in the soil and convert to ammonium. Ammonium is no longer a gas form, and is actually going to be found bound to, like, our clay particles within the soil profile, organic matter that's in that soil. And once it's in that ammonium form, it's really pretty safe, okay? We're not going to lose that at that point. But the issue with ejecting a gas into our soils, have you ever tried to make a dirt clod out of dry dirt? Well, it doesn't stick together very well. So there's a lot of pores in that for that gas. Before it gets converted to that ammonium stage, it leaks out. Okay, so we're losing that nitrogen through the dry soils. It's not necessarily that the process of changing from ammonia gas to ammonium needs a lot of moisture. It actually needs very little to do this. It's just the simple properties of we can seal soil that has some moisture in it much better than we can a really dry soil. The other issue gets to be the one I kind of started with today, and that's the temperature issue. So our soil temperatures being still very elevated, if those soil temperatures are above freezing, the microbes in the soils are still pretty active. Microbes can convert the ammonium to a nitrification or to a nitrate through a nitrification process, That nitrate format is much more mobile in the soil profile. So if we get wet, maybe it goes down below the root zone, maybe it leaves, especially if it's kind of in more western Kansas and they got sandy soils. If you're out west, I probably wouldn't encourage you to use anhydrous a whole lot. But we can just see this nitrate be much more mobile and just not as safe. With that, guys, one of the things we really need to do is wait for our soil temperatures to come down. It needs to be below 50 degrees, that threshold, for a week before we think about applying anhydrous. Now, I know that might be pushing us into the middle of November, maybe even Thanksgiving time before we get to that point. It's going to depend. The second part of the problem is we're just really dry. Now, as I'm recording this, we do got a big cold front coming through in the next 10 days. Looks like we're going to receive a considerable amount of moisture. So maybe this part of the presentation is really not going to be beneficial to us this year, but it is something to remember and to hold on to in our memory bank. As our soils dry out, applying anhydrous becomes a little more problematic. The last thing I'm going to leave you with, guys, is our soils often warm up early in the spring. Okay, so that nitrification process is going to start. Generally, if you see wheat and it's starting to green up coming out of winter, that nitrification process is already starting, okay? So that ammonia, the ammonium, excuse me, that safe format of this anhydrous process is going to be converted to nitrate, which I said is much more mobile. So if we get really wet, so we warm up early, then we get really wet, we can still have some nitrogen losses. Take that into consideration when we are getting our corn planted next year. We might have to side dress or top dress some more nitrogen to make sure that we get a good crop. So if you guys have questions, maybe it's even just a question about the Mesonet site that I was using. We do have a Mesonet station in all three of our counties, one at Overbrook, one here in Ottawa, and then one down south of Garnett and Welda. So if you guys have questions about how to find that information, please give me a call at 785-448-6826.
Ryan, thank you very much. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, Chelsea Richmond.